It is so easy to overestimate the importance of one defining moment and underestimate the value of making small improvements on a daily basis. Too often we convince ourselves that massive success requires massive action. Meanwhile, improving by 1% isn't particularly notable. Sometimes it isn't even noticeable, but it can be far more meaningful, especially in the long run. I'm Betty Martin with Martin's Must Reads, and that's a passage from James Clear's book, Atomic Habits, an easy and proven way to build good habits and break bad ones. He wrote it after several years of publishing articles based on his personal experiments with habits. This is a gem of a book. Who among us has never had a bad habit we've wanted to break or struggled to ingrain a new habit? In a very systematic way, Clear lays out his research findings, beginning with when wanting to address a habit, either good or bad, we should forget about goals and focus on the system we're using. He then details a way to build better habits, or destroy bad ones, in four simple steps based on the laws of habits. For instance, the first law of habits is the cue. To form a good habit, we must make the cue obvious. To break a bad habit, we must make the cue invisible. He highlights major points at the end of each chapter and offers links to forms whenever relevant. There is so much great practical information in this short 260-page book, you will want to own your own copy. Well, and because really, we humans will never stop forming bad habits, right? If you're looking for a lifelong habit-changing book, then you must read Atomic Habits by James Clear. I'm Betty Martin. For more of Martin's Must Reads, visit krcu.org.